Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, there are two more se'ifim in Shin Mem that deal with the halachos of Topher and Korea, and they are in Sif Yugimel and Sif Yudalad. Let's take a look at Sif Yugimel, and what we're going to do is focus on the Mishnah Berurah's presentation of a particular halacha that comes out of Sif Yugimel. Ein Shofar Nacheres Ve'ein Korin HaNiyor. One cannot break a shard, nor can one tear a paper. Because it's considered as if you're being misakin the kli. Now the Be'er Halacha discusses why would that not be a chiyuv of korea? Why is it that over here the chiyuv is tikun kli? So over here, the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Sif Katan Mem Aleph just tells us to look in the Be'er Halacha. He doesn't tell us the Be'er Halacha's Svara. So maybe for now we're going to leave what the Svara is, but at the end of the day, tearing to get paper to be able to cook on. In those days they would cook on paper, like we have, what do they call it today? Baking, cooking paper, baking paper. So that's what they were doing in those days. We'll talk about in Sif Yudalad, cutting paper to write. That will be in Sif Yudalad. But this is considered tikkun kli. You're making yourself a kli. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues halfway through Sif Katan Mem Aleph, v'likroa igeres ha-mechuta, and to tear open a closed envelope, afilu mizor shel yisbar osiyot ha-chasima, rat yikra ha-niyar she-saviva, gam ken osel kuli alma. He says that it's going to be usher. It's going to be usher to open up the letter, even if he's careful not to break the letters. Now here, there's a big question. Is this kimisaken kli, an iser derabanan, and therefore the Nishmas Adam says then you would be allowed to instruct a Gentile to open an envelope, or is this going to be an iser d'oraisa of korea? So the Be'er Halacha suggests that this might get involved with a more basic question. And that is, what is the nature of the Isser of Korea? Is every time that you tear something automatically an Isser of Korea as long as there's a tikkun that emerges? Or does Korea, in order to be chayiv, need to be Korea al-Manas Litvar? Because at the end of the day, the Mishnah in Ayin Gimel in Shabbos tells us that Korea al-Manas Litvar is going to be chayiv. So this is a big machlokis Rishonim according to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Does Korea have to be al-Manas Litvar? The Rambam is Mufurish, that doesn't have to be al-Manas Litvar. Anytime you have a tikkun, you're going to be chayiv. Where's the Rambam Mufurish? In our next halacha. If you take a look and see if you Dalid, the Rambam says, V'cheina mefarek nayoros, half the second half of the halacha. If you separate pieces of paper, dvukim, or oros dvukim, papers that was attached, Hareza told us korea v'chai. This is what the Rambam writes in Perek Yud, halacha Yudal. Now over here, it's not korea al-manas litvar. Nevertheless, halacha is that one is chayiv. So what's the pshat? Why is one going to be chayiv? So the answer seems to be that according to the Rambam, the reason why one would be chayiv is because korea doesn't have to be al-manas litvar. As long as it's being done with some positive result, so then in such a case, one would be chayiv. Therefore, coming back to this halacha in the Mishnah Berurah, so then one would say that it would be pasha that you'd be chayiv. However, the Rashi disagrees. And Rashi seems to hold that not in every case of korea that you have a tikkun is going to be chayiv. In fact, the Be'er Halacha explains that Rashi says that if you're doing something that is automatically and obviously something positive, it's obvious that it's positive, then it's not korea, then at most it'll be tikkun mana. For example, Rashi in the sugya of Poseach Beis HaSavar, Poseach Beis HaSavar means that you're opening up the sweater that was closed at the neck. So there, the Rambam says, you're chayiv. So the Be'er Halacha explains in Sif Yudalad that the reason why you're going to be chayiv according to Rambam is because you're doing korea and there's some type of tikkun that's coming out. However, the Be'er Halacha on the top of page 385 says that when it comes to Rashi Shita is that if you're doing something that is not destructive at all, you're doing something that is just positive, so then in such a case, that's not Korea. Then you would only be able to be Chayiv vis-a-vis Makabe Patish. Makabe Patish would be the only Chayiv that you would exist. So when it comes to a sweater, and you're making a sweater hole, so then in such a case, you could say that you're going to be Chayiv for Makabe Patish. But is an envelope Makabe Patish? If you could be Chayiv on an envelope for Korea, then bang! Then in such a case, then we could be Chayiv you. But if we're going to say that it's Makabe Patish, that Makabe Patish is not a... You throw out the envelope. It's not completing the envelope if you're opening it up to be able to get a letter from inside. So then in such a case, then the halacha would be that would be only Aser Midrabanan. This is how the Nishmas Adam then concludes. The Nishmas Adam says that if you hold a Malacha Sheinat Tzricha Legufa is going to be Chayiv, so then in such a case, then the Rambam would say that you're going to be Chayiv in a case of Medabek Nayaros. But if you hold Malacha Sheinat Tzricha Legufa is Potter, so then the Nishmas Adam says it might depend on the type of envelope you're opening. There are two types of envelopes. There's what, when I was a kid, there was airmail envelopes, and then there's the envelopes that we know today. An airmail envelope, so there, when you open it, so then you would open it and it would just open up, it would spread out. There was no paper that came out, not like today's envelopes that hold things. So then, in such a case, if you open up those, says the Nishmas Adam, they'll be a Malacha Tzricha Legufa, then in such a case, you would be Chayiv. However, if we're talking about an airmail envelope, that would be a Malacha Tzricha Legufa, says the Nishmas Adam. If it's an air envelope, then it's a Malacha Tzricha Legufa, you can be Chayiv. And if it's a regular envelope, then in such a case, it would be a Malacha Tzricha Legufa, and the Nafkamina would be instructing a Goy. The Be'er Halacha, though, says that it could very well be that that we would say that any time you have Korea with a Tikkun, automatically that's going to be Chayiv, even if there is a tangential Tikkun, like you're getting out the envelope, and then the question would become, who you passing like the Rambam and Rashi? If you passing like Rashi, who says that the halacha is that your only time it's going to be considered Korea is when you're doing something that's Mekalkel, and then in such a case, then you have a tikkun that comes from it, like Poseach Beis HaTzavar. So then in such a case, the only time the Kriya is going to be Chayiv is when the Kriya by nature is one which is Mekalkel, but there's something that has a tikkun that comes out. If, however, what you're doing is not Mekalkel, you're creating an opening in the envelope, then according to Rashi, the only thing you could be Chayiv on is Makabe Patish. That's what the Be'er Halacha says on the top of page 383. But according to Rambam, there would be room to say that one would be Chayiv. So that then has to come back to the issue of Rashi and the Rambam as we delineated previously. Yeah.
Is there a difference between Makabe Patish and Tikkun Kli?
No.
It's the same.
It's the same. It's the same term. Tikkun Kli is just a more particular example of Makabe Patish.